Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN as we find out what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier with us, as she is each week, to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Always nice to be here. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we've got some space issues. We got a lot of animals at the shelter right now that need homes.
Yeah. You know, this shelter aims as much as possible to be a no-kill shelter, but space sometimes becomes an issue. And we have room essentially for 6 cats and 6 dogs, and we are now at 5 cats and 5 dogs. So we are almost at capacity at the shelter. So I guess I'm putting out a special heartfelt plea. If you've been considering adopting an animal, now would be a really good time. It becomes very, very challenging at the shelter when we get to capacity. So if you or someone you know has been thinking about adopting an animal, now is a great time to do it.
All right. So hopefully some good options that will fit in with folks here, as you know, of course, more animals gives you more opportunities to find a pet that works for you. So
good point. Good point.
Hopefully that works out. But I guess we'll start off here with the dogs here this morning.
Absolutely. We have 5 very different dogs right now. We have Ryder. He's a yellow lab. He's about 6 months old. He's really friendly, kind of knee high. He's young, you know, probably about full grown, but still energetic. Got a long life ahead of him. And he's just cute as the dickens. I mean, he's just a happy guy. He just makes you happy when you're around him. So he'd be a really nice choice for somebody in town, in the country, family, any of those options. We do have another male. He's brown, medium sized also. Again, we don't know what kind of dogs these are. You just can't know, but he was found on the 23rd, so he technically is still under the 7-day hold, so we're hoping somebody comes in and claims him, but if not, he'll be up for adoption soon. And I like to call him Smiley. He has this unusual habit of grinning when you go up to him, and at first I thought, oh my goodness, he's a vicious dog, but he's just smiling. He's not at all upset with you, but he shows you his teeth and gives you this big friendly grin. So if you go see the animals, don't be off-put by Smiley. He's just really friendly. So he's a funny guy. We also have Rhea. She is so ready to be welcomed into somebody's home. I mean, with these other ones, you got to get them spayed or neutered, you know, and there's probably some medical things you'll need to do, get them checked out at the vet. But Rhea is spayed. She's 10 months old. She's brown and white. We don't know exactly what breed she is, but she's very, very pretty, very playful, and she's current on shots and has been microchipped. So you're saving yourself a lot of time and money on those kinds of things that need to be done. And besides that, Rhea loves to play fetch.
Awesome.
We found when I was there just today, there was a ball outside of her crate, and we tossed it in, and that just made her just about the happiest little dog ever. So if you want to play fetch, you know, practice your throwing arm or something, you got kids in t-ball, this dog will retrieve it. So anyway, we've got Lily. She's a brindled mixed female. She's very a young adult. She was found at Sunnyside Park on the 6th of March, so she's been there a little while. We'd really like to find her a home. She's energetic. She's enthusiastic. She'd be a great family dog, you know, good for the farm. And then we still have Bo. He's the Basset mix. He's tan and white. He's got the cutest stumpy little legs. He's really, really quiet. He's so laid back and just eager to please. I mean, this is the kind of dog that if you adopt him, you'll probably not even really know he's there unless you want to snuggle with him or he needs to go out once a day. So anyway, very easy option to adopt as a dog there. So.
All right, yeah. So some good ranges there with, you know, both types of dogs, and then also some differences in personalities there as well. So hopefully that fits with some folks out there. Also, of course, we have lots of cats here that need homes as well.
Absolutely. I'm going to put another plea out for, we have a male black cat who was brought in on the 27th of February, so he's been there a month. And, you know, he's kind of everybody knows a person like this. They're just not the most friendly, not the most outgoing, but they're still nice, you know, and can be very, very loyal. Well, this is this cat. He doesn't really want a home with kids or other pets, but one-on-one, he's real sweet and real loving. So if you want somebody who gives you attention and no one else, you know, if you want to feel like someone's best friend, this cat might be the one for you. We also have 2 tiger striped males that have been brought in. One of them's a little more shy than the other one. One of them's super friendly. So these are just your good, everyday, get along with anybody kind of cats. And then we have Cece, which stands for cookies and cream, we found out, and Fresca. These are two cats that lived together and had to be surrendered because of circumstances. And they are, they've both been spayed and they're 15 years old. So these are calm cats. You know, these would be a great pair. You get them together, they'll entertain each other as much as they need to be entertained. Very easy to care for. And they'd snuggle with you at night and, you know, sit on your lap when you watch TV. But other than that, they're probably not going to take a lot of work or attention. So a lot of options on the cat side as well.
All right, so some good options there, and you know, kind of the same situation. Hopefully that matches up with someone's desire for what they're looking for with the pet. Now, if folks are going to stop on down to the shelter, where do they need to go, and when can they do that?
Sure, we're located on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town with the wastewater treatment plant. The hours are Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturday from 8 to noon.
All right, and if folks have questions, they can always call. 243-2287 is the telephone number, and then you can also get hooked up with some information on the web as well.
Yep, you can go to petfinder.com and type in the Atlantic zip code, or if you're on Facebook, go to Atlantic Animal Shelter.
All right, and one quick thing I wanted to mention, too, I know that I've kind of been in this mode before when I was, you know, considering looking for a pet. You know, you mentioned you oftentimes are not going to have much of an idea what these animals are, especially the dogs, what kind of breed they are, you know, and folks may be out there kind of having their mindset on a specific breed. And if you're looking for that, you know, maybe you're missing out and just going down there and seeing, you know, what are the options there. And there's nothing beating just being able to see that dog and know, you know, hey, is this dog going to fit into what I'm kind of looking for?
Go in person, go see them. You'll fall in love. And there's just something about these individual animals that'll just tug at your heartstrings more than pictures or more than thinking you know what breed you want. Yeah. So go see the animals.
All right. Well, I hope folks stop on down, and that's going to wrap it up for Leash on Life here this week. Andrea, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.